On this episode, I talk about baseball because it's finally back, and also the latest sports card releases.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Sorry about no Friday show. Wanted to do it. Just got too busy with everything, and I failed you, and I apologize profusely. Do I really care now? But we shall move on. Guys, only a couple more days left to submit your articles. I only got three, so you have a good chance if you submit one soon. Get these articles submitted. First place is $50. Second place is the booby prize. And I don't know third, fourth, fifth, but the only booby it seems right now is me. I'm the big boob. Baseball has started, finally. I hate that, and it's always the Yankees, it seems. They get that first game, and then they take the next day off. I hate that. What? Just play right through. Once you start, let's just get going. What do you need the day off for? You just started. But whatever. So they won 2 out of 3. I was happy about that. They shouldn't have won last game. Ohtani looks to be pitching really well. He walked 87 guys in one inning, which was a new record, I believe. He couldn't record an out. And you also have Kyle Lewis, who is ripping the cover over, you know, off the ball. So he shall be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yes, I said sliced bread. So you have a lot of stuff that's going on right now in the baseball world. It's good to see some sports coming back. I think it'll be a good indication of where the sports card world is actually at, because we'll now have no more potential hope, dreams. They'll be shattered soon for most. And so we'll see where the real card values are at. Is it that it is a smattering of, since everyone was pushing all cards up, will it now trend to one person who's doing real well and like balloon it up to things that we've never seen before, if you understand what I'm saying? So if you have like five guys who we were all hopeful for, and only one person out of that five is actually playing and doing well, will it balloon like, you know, it'll go up normal, but because of 2020 and the way this wackiness is it going to go insanely priced? Will all the money go towards there? You know, Kyle Lewis, is everything going to be Kyle Lewis if he has maybe, you know, 2 weeks worth of great play? We shall see. I think it's going to be a good indication. I think it will give us a better understanding of where the hobby really is at. I'm going to go on a little government, you know, the man talk. But if there is continued stimulus, I don't know if they're going to give the $600 because that ends now each week. I think that's going to put a dent on the sports card world. If they continue with that and they give more, they give less, I think it's going to affect sports cards. And I've been saying this from the beginning that I think we're in a bubble. If they do give those checks, I think it'll just push back this bubble, you know, this craze. So, you know, maybe it'll be February, March of next year. But it's a coming. Don't worry. Don't worry. Armageddon's coming, guys. Don't worry. I know you guys are very upset. Anyway, so we are going to talk about what is going to be released this week. Start off with Dunruss Elite. I scrolled down before I started. When is this being released? I believe it's the 27th, which is today, but it's not. It's the 29th that it's being released. 5 cards per pack, 20 packs per box, and 12 boxes per case. You get 2 autographs, 1 pen pal, and 1 additional autograph. 1 pen pal, so stupid, pen pal. You gonna be my pen pal? 1 relic, 8 inserts, 6 parallels, 3 rookies. I'm not going to go through all the other crap first off the line and everything else. But right now, a box of those on eBay is going for $287. I'm sure that it's well worth it. Next, Topps Museum. That is also, I believe, on the 29th. That's $250. Another cheap box. This is a pretty hit-heavy box. Some people really like these cards. Other people are just like, meh. I'm on the fence. I do like the on-card, the autograph relic cards. I really do like those. You get four hits. You get one on-card autograph, one autograph relic, one quad relic, and four parallels. So you get five cards per pack, four packs per box, and 12 boxes per case. The breakdown that I gave you, that was for the hobby box break. I don't know. They're saying there's a Topps Museum collection baseball case hits. I don't know. Oh, case hits. Yeah. You got one museum collection framed autograph and one jumbo relic autograph. So if you're looking to do a case break, these you get a lot of good hits on these. So if you're going to spend your money, I think that's the route that you should take. I believe on the 31st, I'm going to go back just so I can make sure that I'm saying this stuff correctly because I'm sort of guessing with regards to the dates. I was right about the 29th. Chronicles, I was also right about that too. Hot damn. You have Panini Chronicles for basketball. Nice cheap box at $800 for a hobby box, which is insanely ridiculous for this box. This box is stupid. I call this a stupid box because they like to jumble, like, this is like a catch-all. So they have all these different sets within this nonsense. So you have the Crusade, Essentials, Gala, Illusions, Limited, Luminance, Majestic, Marquee. There's a bunch of other ones too. Vanguard, Titanium, Thread, Score. Who cares about Score? Come on. Rookies and Stars, Prestige, Playbook, and Panini. So you have all these subsets within this master set of Panini Chronicles. And then with those, you have their own autographs. So Zion has like 80,000 autographs from, you know, because each, there's a Crusade one of him. So I'm sure there'll be an autograph. An Essentials one of him, then there'll be an autograph. So you're going to have a crap load of autographs for this thing. This thing's probably going to be, it's got to be a ton of these. On the hobby box, you're going to get two autographs. I'm not going to go through everything else. You get eight cards per pack, six packs per box, 12 boxes per case. Good luck trying to find these. I'm telling you right now, I am getting really annoyed. Wherever I go, I do not find anything. And when I mean anything, I mean no baseball, no basketball. You know, forget about basketball. I don't even look anymore for that. Just something to open up because I haven't opened up. I went to Walgreens and I had to get that stupid $5 thing where you get the junk wax era cards. I wanted it just so I can get the pack inside. And it was a Top Series 1, which I opened up and got nothing. But I just wanted to open up a pack. That's it. That's where I had to go. I'm going to have to go to my local candy store, which the candy store is, it's where I used to work. And I don't work there anymore, so it's somewhat out of the way. And with the pandemic and everything going on, I got to have a reason to go out. I can't just go out willy-nilly and be like, well, what are you doing? What, you want us to all get sick? Do you want us to all die? It just goes from, it just progresses to death. It doesn't go to, well, you just get sick. You know, 98% of the people just get sick, you know, and that's that. Me, I'll be dead. Which could be, it's a possibility, but still. There's no just going out and hanging out. Who am I going to hang out with? I got nobody to hang out with anyway. Who wants to hang out with me? What do you want to do? You want to look at some cardboards of grown men with pictures of, you know, on cardboard? Sure, Dave. Yuck. Anyway, so went a little tired. Went a little off the map there. So you have that, and you have my favorite Leaf Trinity Baseball is also coming out. I may buy a box of these, but these have also gone up on eBay. They are $175. You get five autographs. I remember that. Oh no, six. You get six autographs. So six autographs, six cards per pack, one pack per box, 12 boxes per case. They just look cool. I really like them. I think it's one of the cheapest on-card autographs. You get the relic patches. You know, they also have, it's not all, you know, relic auto patches. But I think it's a good 175. You divide that by six. So it's like $30 per autograph. Will you make your money back? Maybe not. But I think, I just like it. I think it's a good, clean autograph, a nice card. And that's my opinion. I got a show, so sucks to be you if you don't like that. Now I'm gonna go talk about Project 2020, not because I want you guys to go in and start buying cards left and right. I haven't been really a fan of much of the stuff that's been coming out. And I've been following it less and less since my debacle of telling everyone to get back into it when with its highest print rates and those cards being worthless. Just to give you an idea of the last couple of print runs. Now, we were talking about when I was really hot and heavy. Of course, we had the Griffey Shore, which was at 99,000. And they were all like 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, ones that I have a ton of. Now, just to give you an idea of this is maybe one of the lowest print runs now. You have the Ted Williams from Grotesque. That's 3,484. That's right. Only 3,400 of them. The Derek Jeter, which was the lowest, I believe, Derek Jeter, by JK5, who is a tattoo artist, 6,009. That was the print run. Ichiro by Blake Jameson, 6,640. Mattingly, Ben Baller, 10,210. And this is Ben Baller, and that was 10,210. It looks pretty cool. I like that, Don Mattingly. You have Ermsey, Ricky Henderson, another cool-looking card, 6,650. Mike Trout by Natural, 11,658. Videz did Willie Mays, 3,609. Sophia Chang, 4,146, which is her Nolan Ryan. I'll do two more. Jacob Rochester, Dwight Gooden, 3,175. Bob Gibson, Don C, 3,484. So you're seeing these numbers. And stupid Keith Shore with Sandy Koufax, 4,009. He might be a pleasant man. I don't know. It's nothing against him. So you see the print runs are way, way lower. You're going to, you know, if you got in, like I said, you're going to be getting rid of these cards, $5, $10. Griffey cards are going for a couple of bucks. It's getting bad. People are starting to create their own Griffeys. They're coloring them in. They're doing whatever to try to get more money out of them. Maybe I'll sign one, but if I sign one, I believe I will lower the value significantly, where I will be asking you guys, I'll be paying you to take it. So, yeah, maybe I won't do that. Saw something that sucked on Twitter, and I'm going to talk about this more on Wednesday. Guys on Twitter, Jason Mitchell, took a picture of his... he had a fire and lost all his inventory, everything. And it is a crap load of cards. A complete inventory loss for eBay, Chrome cards, and more. That's what his eBay store is, Chrome cards and more. So he's okay. The animals are okay. His cards are shot. So if you did buy cards from him, they may be a little crispy. And it's, dude, that's just sucks. Yeah, he said 12 years of hard loss, you know, of hard work lost. And it just, it sucks. But I think maybe something that I could talk about is what you could do to prepare for it. So I didn't want to just spit off the top of my head like I normally do. I actually want to do a little research and see what some people do. I have an idea about it, but I just wanted to, you know, think about this a little bit more. So I think I gave a good synopsis of the week, cards that are coming out, And you also have basketball coming up on the, I believe, Thursday. So whatever day that is. And that's the Pelicans and Nuggets, I think. You're going to see if Zion blows up, his cards are going to blow up even more than what they are. And I know the craze right now is of Bol Bol, which I actually sold one of his silvers, I believe, for like $14. But I do have another one. And that thing is centered, muy bueno. And it's crazy how one guy has one good game, and he just blew up. His silvers, Ross, were now going for 125, 150, which is insane because they were $10, $14 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if, you know, I don't want to tell you the right or wrong thing. You know, my initial reaction is get them out there, sell those cards. And maybe you want to do that with your base cards because I think probably right now those things are going to be going for a decent amount of money. But your silvers, I don't know. I'm very leery of selling silvers because that's the card that everybody wants. And so if anything's going to be worth money, that's going to be the card. And right now he might be a flash in, you know, pants. I don't know. I don't know how this really works. But I'm trying to see what he did on Sunday. Why would they have that? I scored 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. So he did pretty well again. I mean, he's there. They make a run, and he's part of it. His card is going to blow up even more. I don't even know. I don't know if the right thing to tell you is to get it shipped to PSA if you have a card, to get it graded immediately and have it come back, pay that money. I don't know what a PSA 10 is going for. I think it was going for a decent amount, which is, again, crazy for one game, but he can shoot. He's a 7-foot whatever who can shoot the three, and he can move pretty well. He's got some good athleticism. Will he survive the physicality of the NBA? I would say no, but, you know, will he survive now? Maybe. You know, he might survive. And right now I see one for $800 because of the low pop. That is crazy. Let's see if there's any solds. I don't see any solds. 90, 182, but that, I don't know if that's recently. I wasn't really. Yeah, there's nothing. There's no PSA 10s. Yeah, so if he does anything special. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Nothing like dead air on a podcast. But, I think you're going to see a lot of this. You're going to see a lot of guys, especially in baseball, 2 weeks is like a quarter of the season. Like, it's not much. So, people who have bad streaks or who don't hit well, like, look at Mike Stanton. He's going, his cards are, people are buying them now. Just because he's starting to wake up. He looks healthier, and he looks a little bit thinner. Plus, the crowd isn't there because the guy buckles under pressure. Because I could have told you that when he was coming to the Yanks. But I still would have done the deal. But still, it is what it is. I think in the playoffs, you know, he'll come back to doing what he does best. But, you know, his cards started moving. Kyle Lewis' cards start moving. Verlander just got hurt, so he'll be out. I don't see his cards going dropping because of who he is, but those guys who don't have that long track record, you're going to see their cards fluctuate crazy. I can see like Nico Horner, he did well in the first game. If he continues to do well, his cards are going to, you know, keep moving up. Just, I think that's the way it is. It's, I'm not really giving any great insight here. I think it's just really obvious what's going on right now. Anyone who does anything, their prices are going to go crazy high. And so, especially in basketball, but I think it's all going to, I think it's going to be the Lakers. I really do. I think the Lakers are going to get in there. I think Anthony Davis and LeBron James are just going to be too much. And I got faith in the, I don't know, I think the Raptors are just a better team than anyone else, like an actual team. I could be wrong. Great. More in-depth analysis. I'll give you something and go, eh, I don't know. Could be wrong. I throw my hands up. Really, this was more of a talk and a giving you an update on things. Should be selling. Guys, sell. Please sell. Get some cash. Get some cash. All right. That's all I got. SVACardCollectors.com. Download the Flick Chat app. Actually, before I go, I joined a Facebook group, a vintage wax box group, where they buy boxes and they don't open them. They just leave them sealed. Who does that? I've been more and more intrigued on that because I think that may be a good place where, you know, like you have stocks and bonds and things like that. That could be something like a bond. Because if you get a box of cards from 1985, I can't see that fluctuating or going down. I really can't. Unless, Maguire, they find like a 10,000 PSA 10s of them. Or they find out that he's a pedophile and every single one is a murderer and a rapist. That's not gonna happen. So like that box will always go up. And so why not buy that box and just keep it sealed? I would get the ones that are I can't think of the name right now. I was gonna send my 1984 Topps to them to sell it, but now I might get them to grade it to make sure that it hasn't been searched. God almighty, this is gonna bother me. I this just came out of left field. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but now I gotta look. So I'm gonna actually look it up right now because it will bother me to no end. Baseball Card Exchange. I may get into that. I think the prices are too high right now, so I'll wait until that, when the crash starts. But I think that's a good place to park your money as well, as long as you don't open these damn cards. And I don't think I would because there's only so in those older boxes, there's only so many cards you're going to get, especially in the 80s. Like in 82, you're looking for like two cards. You're looking for Cal Ripken, you're looking for Nolan Ryan. 85, you got a couple more guys you're looking for. For 84, it's just Mattingly and Nolan Ryan. Yeah, you got Strawberry, you got other players, but those are the main guys that cost something. So those sealed, I really want to get my 84 rack pack sealed, graded, and I think just put them away. Maybe in 10 years, it's going to be double, triple the value. And if I ever need it in a rainy day or something like that, I got, or I need to make a deal and I need to, it's going to go. There's always going to be a market for it. So I was just looking at people and people got some crazy cards, 70s sealed boxes, rack, packs and stuff like that. And I really like those cards. I really like that aspect. I don't know if I'd be able to hold off. Maybe if I was going to buy, I would buy like two or three of them. So one I would, two of them I would keep sealed and the other ones I would open up. But it is what it is. All right, guys. Now I'm going to go. All right, so you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and go broke. Later.
You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.